I'll be hosting one of the unique personality from yes, I don't know how I can describe my guest. I'll be hosting Mr. Pasquale Akimani, who is a civil affairs officer with UNMIS based in Bentiu, and also happen to be one of the great fan of Redi Maraya, particularly Drive Time. He's a fan of Drive Time, like you also a great fan of Drive Time out there. And remember, like I said, he's a unique personality in the sense that he's a Burundians Americans Nationals. Currently in South Sudan with about 16 years working experience, who happened to be in war-torn zones like South Sudan. In Congo, he was there. In Uganda, he was there. In Kenya, he was there. In Geneva, he was there. In Cote d'Ivoire, he was also there. So he's a man with a vast experience. Otherwise, he's here with us. I remember he also happened to be one of the peace activists way back in time. So we need to share his literary experience or his verse experience in order to see how we can also get acquainted with some of his verse experience. Yes, my brother Pasquale Akimani. Abariyako.
Mzuri sana. Santu,
mzuri.
Big brother.
Mzuri.
Niko mzuri sana.
Kwani unaongeanga kiluga kapo?
Actually, I speak naongea five languages.
Oh, so you're not? I thought you were going to challenge the big brother.
I'm not. Wewe uko big brother bana.
Yes, Akimani.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, you're welcome to Juba and welcome to my show.
Asante sana. Thank you so much.
Yes. Briefly, tell us about yourself in a nutshell, Pasquale Akimani.
Yeah, so Pasquale Akimani was born in Burundi. Burundi is a small, tiny country in East Africa. Most of the East African fan of your show, they know it because, you know, we have famous President Pierre Nkurunziza, who likes to play soccer there and then pray and do wonderful things there at the same time. So I was born, and later on there was a civil war that lasted for more than 10 years. I became refugee in Congo and other places, but later on I kept asking myself, why this war? And so I was intrigued.
Oh, why am I a refugee?
Yes, exactly. I was actually a refugee from the age of 8. And so I said, why are these men, most of the time were men fighting, and, you know, I said, if men can fight, and men should find solutions for this crisis that they are making. Anyway, so that curiosity led me to actually do the type of work I do, because later on I went to school and I end up doing peace building work. I worked in East Africa, mostly in Burundi. I worked in Tanzania, in Congo. I went back for working with different international NGOs. Mm. And later I went to South Africa, where I spent 7 years, and working with involving men and boys to really using our power as men for positive change, not for destruction.
Because just like you say, that if men can create the fight, why can't we also get the solution?
Exactly. So my role there, even today, I believe that men are known for violence, but also men are known for good work, for reconciling, for mediating. And most of the time, the society or people highlight the bad issues or bad signs that they see men do. So and yeah, that's what led me to do this work in different places. And I went to school. Later on, I got a degree in peace building. And I came back. I worked in Cote d'Ivoire, in Mali, and in Niger. So it's been wonderful experience engaging men and boys, of course with women, because it's everyone, to find a solution together. But I feel like men have power. Men sit in the beautiful places that they make decisions, and most of the time these wars are caused by men. So the men should be on the table finding solutions. Yeah.
Yes, Akimani, you said you work in Cote d'Ivoire. You mentioned several countries, Congo, Uganda, Geneva. You've been in Burundi, you've been in America. You look a very young man.
Yeah.
What makes you young?
Oh, I eat a lot of fruits and I go to gym, but I'm young, but I think Africans have good genes at the same time. But we what keeps me young is just I work. I love working. I like serving the people, serving the community. That was one of actually the reason I said I need to come. I need to come to South Sudan. I have worked somewhere else. I've been to Eastern Africa, Western Africa, Southern Africa. I need to come to South Sudan and then and share and then work. So working makes me young. I keep thinking my brain works hard, and so I enjoy it.
Thank you very much, Pasquale Akimani, for sharing with us your vast experience about peace activities that you've been doing all over most of the countries. Now, what you said, I've also got reliable information that you are one of the great fan of Drive Time. What stick you to Drive Time, Mr. Pasquale?
Oh, big brother. You know, I even got a radio. It's in my office. I just listened. It's a great show. I'm young, and whichever age doesn't matter. We need African intellectual media people and to challenge us. At the end, the future is in our hands. The decisions we make are the ones that are going to determine what we're going to be in tomorrow. So this show, this Drive, it's a beautiful, beautiful show, where it gives a chance to people in South Sudan, not only South Sudanese, those who are in South Sudan, living or working in South Sudan, they should be able to listen and then contribute. So I like that you provide that opportunity, big brother, for everyone to share. I enjoy the topics you bring. They really challenge us. How do we work together without creating any animosity? How do we promote a social cohesion, peaceful coexistence? Why don't we understand each other rather than turning into violence? We need to forgive each other. We need to really... So all those topics you bring about tolerance, reconciliation, peace, and those are the things that attract me, and that's why I'm always tuned into the radio and just... But at the same time, the music too, it's always good.
Thank you very much, Akimani. Yes, now you said you're a big fan of Drive Time. Now, what time do you really find to listen to radio at the same time work? Like you said clearly in your statement that you like work, and this is one of the things that keeps you young.
Exactly, work and radio goes hand in hand. When I'm driving going to a field, when I'm coming back from the field, when I'm in the car, I'm in the office. So there's no way I can get a time to sit and read newspapers. It's hard because I'm constantly moving. So radio, it goes with me wherever I am. So I do create time, and it works very well. And the radio, Radio Mirai, and your show is great, and I'm enjoying it.
Thank you very much for appreciation. And once again, in case you've just joined us, you are still listening to Drive Time on Radio Mirai with one of the unique personality, that is Pasquale Akimani, who is a civil affairs officer based in Bentiu, but currently is in Juba. And of course, he just took a chance to pay a courtesy visit to the big brother. And of course, like I've heard from him, that he's a gentleman with a vast experience. He's a Burundian American who happened to work in several war-torn areas, Congo, Uganda, Rwanda, Geneva, Cote d'Ivoire, and he also happened to be one of the peace activists. What a such a great man is that. And in case you also have a question to share with Pasquale Akimani, then feel free to call us live on 091-206-2079 and share any thoughts that perhaps you want to share with my guests in the studio. Short break, as we shall be having a beautiful track there that is coming up from Mario Mogramital Bugula, I Can't Live Without You. Enjoy.
You got me shook after all of the fighting and the screams. Snatched up the keys, but then you got in the rain, knowing that it's raining.
Why did you go?
I don't know how long it took, but I know that I drove all around trying to calm you down. Wouldn't answer my calls.
Now I'm scared, girl, where'd you go?
Damn, girl, I'm about to leave like that. Whatever I said, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah,
how you expect the nigga not to fight back? And you scream like that.
Girl, I love you more than that.
In the night at the club or a hit off a blunt.
Girl, I love you more than that.
And a smile and a butt,
cause you're all that I want.
I can't forget myself if I hurt you. Girl, what did I do?
I can't live without you. I can't live without you.
And girl, it breaks my heart if I broke your heart.
What do I do?
I can't live without you.
Yes, that's a beautiful track there coming out from Mario with that track, Albegol, I Can't Live Without You. Otherwise, bring us to 23 minutes there past of 4. And in the studio, I am privileged to have Mr. Pascual Akimani, who happened to come here and share with us his vast knowledge. Of course, of being in South Sudan and other countries. Yes, in case you have a question, you are free to call us live on 091-206-2079. But before that, let me give the chance to my guest, that is Pascual Akimani. Yes, my brother Pascual Akimani. Yes, what is the memorable moment in your life? Because you're a man with a vast experience, you know.
I have so many. I think one was the... when I saw Nelson Mandela on TV coming out of Robben Island and shake hands with people who had jailed him for years, I felt like, wow, this man must have a big heart to forgive and embrace people who have invaded his country, were white, who tortured black South Africans, who installed apartheid regime. And still, he said, look, South Africa belongs to all. We should live black and white, and we should forgive each other, and we should move on. We should, you know, create a rainbow society. And in his first cabinet, he included the same white who... So I felt like, wow, this is what really a role model looks like. This is what we should do. I think can be applicable in South Sudan. Anyway, so that was one of a good memorable in my life.
Yes, is Mr. Pasquale Akimani married?
It's complicated for now.
Yes, Akimani, yes, sir. Please share with us some of your leisure time, if you don't mind.
I listen to the radio. I do listen to the music. Nowadays, I go to do aerobics,
gym.
And try to, I eat, and so I need to make sure that I have my six packs coming back.
All right,
just for being healthy. And but I enjoy. I'm a social person. I like to dance rumba once in a while when I have time.
Oh.
That's why I like your.
Really so, barbara kabisa.
Yeah, Santa, big brother.
Asante pia. Yes, Mr. My brother Pascual Akimani. Now, if you are to advise our brothers, or you advise the big brother, on how best do you think we can share with us on how best do you think we can implement this peace agreement in a peaceful way? Because this is something more similar to the angle of discussion that I held 1 hour ago.
Sure, definitely I cannot advise big brother, but I will advise
on a personal note.
What I have seen in Burundi and other countries I've been to, in Ivory Coast, in South Africa, and Niger, first of all, people have to be hungry for peace. They have to get tired of war, and I've seen that in South Sudan. I work in different parts of Unity State and other places. People are tired, and when they are tired, they have to put pressure on their leaders, on the government, and those who claim to represent them. Say, look, you cannot come to recruit in this village anyway, because our children are dying, people are becoming widow and orphans and so on. So it has to come, the need, the desire have to come from the people themselves, without any pressure or without any manipulation. Many Africans like to point out the external pressure, invisible hands, and so on. But we, at the same time, we are the main, I like to challenge my fellow friends, that we are the main, sometimes, source or cause of our misery, our problems, because we have to stand the ground. We have to say, to know what is right and wrong. And we have to have political will to, after we know, we have to say, okay, I have to act. I cannot stay by watching and being a bystander and observing. No, I have to take action. I cannot see a woman being humiliated there. This could be my sister, my mother, or someone's mother. I have to do something as a man, for instance. So we have to not just blame other people, like, oh, it doesn't concern me, or this is somebody's house burning,
house.
We have to do something. That's how Africa will go forward. That's how South Sudan will go forward.
Thank you for that beautiful advice there. Now, on a personal note, you said you're a big fan of drive time. How would you advise drive time? Maybe there's something that perhaps you see is not going on right, because I'm here for you and you're there for me, Mr. Pascual.
Yeah, the drive time so far so good. It's doing good job, and it's giving voice to young people to express themselves. I would like more gender parity. I don't know how to include our sisters just to be more, because many times
more
when
gender
I,
parity.
Yes.
So there's also there should also there's need for a big sister to be with a big brother.
Exactly like that. But also even the callers, the or the audience, the more of those who get probably the airtime or to call, and so I most of the time I find more men, brothers.
With few ladies.
Yes, few ladies. So I would like to see. I don't know how Big Brother can be creative and encourage our sisters to come.
Thank you, Raj. Though they said most of the women tend to take much time in the kitchen, but I'll do the best I can.
All right. We want more men in the kitchen as well. And
more
then,
men in the kitchen.
Why not?
Yes, Pasquale. Now, if to be given a chance to summarize your word in a nutshell, what would you say?
Pascal is a peace-loving person. Pascal loves Africa, and Pascal would like to work with brothers and sisters to make sure that we take the future in our own hands, and it's possible. And Pascal likes to not blame other people, but rather blame himself for what he's not done. So Pascal likes to step back and observe, analyze, evaluate, monitor, and plan ahead. So I'd like as a South Sudanese fellow brothers and sisters as well to do that, you know, just step back saying, hey, why do I have to kill my brother?
Let's stop blaming game.
Exactly. Yeah, no, why do we have to do revenge killing? Why do we have to 2, 3, 4, 5 years and we're not benefiting anything? So Pascal loves life and loves peace. I have my rights to enjoy peace and freedom, and other people have the same right. I should be able to work hard to make sure that those rights are protected, and so that my right can be protected too.
Thank you, Raj. Yes, what a wonderful summary, Mr. Pascual Akimani. Yes, now that is my guest there. In case of a question, 2 to 3 questions only, because my guest is also a little bit committed to some other assignment. And that brings us about 30 minutes there to the top of the hour. Yes, marhab, ready, Mra. Yes, please.
Good evening.
Good evening, marhab.
Yeah, this is me, Isaac Man from High Cinema.
Isaac Man Mathiang from High Cinema, you're welcome. Quickly, what's your contribution?
First and foremost, I welcome our guests, and we really made a full recognition over this coming to Radio Mirai.
Thank you.
Yeah, my first question to them is, how should you remember South Sudan in the rest of your life? The way you stay with the people of South Sudan, how should you remember them? My other question is, what are the challenges that face him, and what are the best mechanisms of solving any challenge facing individual person?
Thank you.
My last question...
Thank you very much. We give a chance to others, because the time is against us, and we're also against the time. I will only take 3 questions, and of course, one question has been raised by you. What would you remember South Sudan for?
South Sudan is a great nation. South Sudanese are great people. They love the people. They are proud. They love their country and culture. Where I am, I see South Sudanese as hardworking people. So I really remember that. As they just need opportunities. They need government to support that. They need international community to come with infrastructure. Otherwise, I can see young people who wake up in the morning, they come in the evening. I see even some soldiers, they walk miles without even, you know, proper equipment, and they still work. So South Sudanese are hardworking people. They are also beautiful, eloquent.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, an SMS here coming out from Aken, Atiang Dao Aken. Aken Dao, the name is Atiang Dao Akon from Chimel County in a wheel that says, when did you come to South Sudan and how old are you? And how do you share your experience of listenerships? We are also the fan of the Big Brother. Very 3 questions in one.
Very good.
How would you summarize them?
Well, I came here over a year ago now, in the second year, and I'm 37 years old. I love Big Brother. I love the show. And what was the last question?
That they're also a fan of the Big Brother show.
Keep listening to the Big Brother. And Big Brother is wise. That's why it's Big Brother. And he can advise us, can encourage us to come together. And there's another question that actually said the challenges. And we have to avoid the spirit of unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness.
We need to move on as one people, one nation, and build our country. Nobody will build it for us except ourselves.
Thank you very much. Last question there. Yes, marhab, ready, Mara.
Yeah, Good evening, Bayou Abdul.
Good evening, Mr. William Oleyi from Kwajok.
Yeah. Pascual, habari yako rafiki?
Mzuri sana bwana. Nashukuru kwa simu.
Yeah, sawa, naongea na William Oleyi na Kwajok.
Awesome.
Yes, William.
Thank you very much, Bayou Abdul. That topic is very good. And first of all, I would like to welcome our guest in the studio. But my question to him is like this. When did you start listening to Dwight Hines or the Imraya? When did you start that?
Thank you very much.
In which way that we can do for us to be younger like you? Because we have so long listening to Dwight Hines, to the beat, and some are running out now to be diggers.
Thank you very much. Yes, two questions here, and I think that would be the last question because I know you want to call, you want to share a lot with Pasquale Akimani. Yes, he said, when did you started listening to Drive Time, and what makes you young? That is according to, he wants to be young like you.
As soon as I came in South Sudan, I got in love with Big Brother show. Honestly, you are wise. That's why you're Big Brother. So I started listening. I was like, hey, what's going on? What this man? Why is he talking like that? Where did he get this revelation? I always share with my friends in the office. I'm like, no, I love this man. I need to see how he looks like. Mm. You know, I'm the fan. So I started listening to Big Brother as soon as I entered South Sudan because I was tuning in the radio, listening to the music. I want to learn culture and so on. And to keep young, eat healthy, exercise, avoid stress. I know it's hard to avoid stress, but there are stresses that we can avoid. Just by listening to the Big Brother, we can get some tips on how to avoid...
We kill our stress.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Asante, my brother Pasquale Kimani. Sasa nataka kupatia ujumbe kwa watu wako na Kiswahili kidogo.
Ndiyo. Sasa watu wangu wanasikiliza, wanafuata Big Brother, na waomba kabisa, najua wengi walishi Kakuma, wengine walishi Nairobi, wengine walishi... Nimeishi na wa South Sudanese, nimeenda shule na wa South Sudanese. Na waomba tafadhali tuwe umoja, tujenge South Sudan, tujenge East Africa. East Africa cannot be strong if South Sudan is not strong. So now what wanaongea Kiswahili, they are big because you can go to East Africa and you find yourself at home. So acha tutengeneze South Sudan, tuijenge na tutafika mbali sana. Asante Big Brother kwa advice yako unapatia kila siku.
Sasa bro, kwa hiyo message nataka usukuma hiyo ujumbe kwa kwenye kiluga ya Kiburundi.
Kiburundi, murakoze cyane barundi bakoranga muri South Sudan. Aho musi najyo is Big Brother yantumiye, so ndiko ndavuga yuko dushora gukora natwe se tukaba umwe, tukaba uni, byose birashobora kugenda neza muri East Africa na South Sudan. Big up Big Brother.
Uraho cyane.
Murakoze.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you so much.
Otherwise, with that, we have come to the end of our time with our unique personality. That is none other than Pasquale Akimani. In a final note, just say hello to your friends out there who would remember you.
This was Pascal Akimana from Burundi. I like to introduce myself as an African. I'm an African. Thank you so much, Big Brother, to invite me and host me at the last minute. I enjoyed interacting with the listeners, and I hope one day you can visit us in Bentiu and we can come. So we love you there.
In Burundi,
in Africa, in East Africa, in the world. You are Big Brother. You are loved everywhere.
Murakoze. Thank you very much. Otherwise, as usual, we are back with our program, and you have a chance to call us live and say hello to one or two people there. Beautiful track coming out from Eddie Kenzo, Addicted. Enjoy.
Tell your mama, tell your mama and your papa, tell your sister and your brother. Baby girl, why you making me lose it? I don't wanna lose it. Now that if you lose it. I'm addicted to
are listening to The Drive Time Show with Sebit Abdu, Big Brother. More music, more entertainment.
I'm addicted to you. Yes, that's a beautiful track there coming out from Eddie Kenzo featuring Alan there. With that track, I'll be going Addicted. And that is how we're rolling the second hour there. And of course, I'll also be giving you ample time to call in. That is on 091-206-2079. Or else you can also call us on 091-206-2950. And say hello to one or two people. Good evening.